This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, Germany led a tightening of coronavirus restrictions in Europe that have triggered frustrations and anger, while the COVID-19 crisis deepened in the United States on election eve. The virus has infected over 46 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths, and the acute outbreaks in Europe and America are sparking further alarm about the state of the already devastated global economy. To curb the spike in Germany, Europe's biggest economy, Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a round of shutdowns starting Monday until the end of the month. Germans will not be confined to their homes, but bars, cafes, and restaurants must close, as well as theaters, operas, and cinemas. New restrictions are expected to be unveiled in Belgium, with the world's highest number of COVID-19 cases per capita, and in Italy, the first country in Europe to impose a lockdown during the first wave. Portugal's prime minister says the country is to declare a coronavirus health emergency, while Austria has announced a lockdown to start this week. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert has words of caution for what lies ahead in the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead amid a surge in COVID-19 infections. Fauci says the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months, and the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions. Of the presidential candidates, Fauci says he believes Joe Biden is taking it seriously from a public health perspective, while President Trump is looking at it from a different perspective, namely the economy and reopening the country. The White House is accusing Fauci of playing politics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Protesters converged in Brazil's two biggest cities to demonstrate against any mandate for taking a coronavirus vaccine, supporting a rejection campaign encouraged by President Jair Bolsonaro in opposition to the advice of most health professionals. A small group of people assembled in downtown Sao Paulo Sunday, calling for the removal of Sao Paulo state governor, who said state residents will be required to take a vaccine. Demonstrators supporting Bolsonaro also protested on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Brazil has the second highest number of COVID deaths behind the United States and third in infections behind the United States and India. Algerians approved a revised version of the North African country's constitution with two-thirds of the votes cast, the Electoral Commission said Monday, after record low turnout in the previous day's referendum. The revised constitution passed with 66.8% of the vote. National Independent Elections Authority Chief Mohamed Charfi told a press conference. He had earlier announced turnout of just 23.7%, a historic low for a major poll. U.S. citizens who have not already done so will cast their ballots for the U.S. presidential election tomorrow. And with that, there's a final push by the Trump and Biden campaigns. At a campaign rally in Washington, Michigan, U.S. President Trump says Black Americans should vote for him on Tuesday.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
In Philadelphia, at a drive-in voter mobilization event, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says every vote will be critical in this election.
When Americans vote, America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
The United States is out of the Paris Climate Agreement on the day after the presidential election. Experts say the outcome will determine some degree just how hot and nasty the world will get in the future. The two presidential candidates have stark differences in fighting human-caused climate change. Joe Biden has promised to return the U.S. to the agreement, while President Trump took the country out of the 189-nation accord, saying it would undermine the U.S. economy, cost U.S. jobs, weaken American national sovereignty, and put the country at a permanent disadvantage to the other countries of the world. Rescue teams in Turkey have brought two girls out alive from the wreck of their collapsed apartment buildings in the coastal city of Izmir, 3 days after a strong earthquake centered in the Aegean Sea hit Turkey and Greece. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.